It's registration time at UAF. The Christmas holidays are over and students are coming back for the spring semester. I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office. The Admissions and Records Department is gearing up for the spring registration. Director of Admissions and Records, Ann Trimarello, outlines the program.
We'll be distributing registration materials on the 8th for local students and then again on the 11th, 12th, and 13th for any students that are regular degree students. We have a special student registration which will be on January 13th from 5 to 8 p.m. and that's for the people from town who are interested in taking one or two courses and who are not working on a degree. The people in this category are limited to 6 credits, but they can take any courses that are still open and for which they have the necessary prerequisites.
Last fall's record enrollment at the university resulted in many classes closing as they filled up. Trimarello sees much less of a problem during the spring.
Well, I think most of the departments have tried to adjust the schedule and anticipate where they expect to have full classes. But there will be some classes that will close because there's only so much money that is available for instructors in some areas. And we do know that there will not be enough places in English, for example, to take care of everybody that needs it and so forth.
An improved reporting method has been developed for closed classes. Admissions and Records will be posting lists of closed classes at strategic locations around the campus instead of just at the Registration Center and Wood Center. The list will also be fed into the campus computer. The closed classes will have the greatest effect on special students.
Special students have the last priority. We do feel that our people that are working on degrees should have first crack at all the spaces in classes. So special students usually do find that that more classes are closed because they are registering last. And we do have classes in art and journalism and other areas that special students particularly like to take and which also do fill because we can only handle so many students in an art studio or so many students in a photography lab. So a special student can expect to probably have less of a choice than a regular student.
The registration process should be much faster this spring, according to Trimarello. Additional workers have been hired to speed up the lines and reduce waiting. They will be needed. Trimarello expects another large enrollment.
The spring semester enrollment normally is less than that which we have in the fall. We had almost 4,200 students in the fall, and I would suspect it will probably be about 4,000 for the spring semester. This is would be pretty much the pattern that we've set the last few years.
Ann Trimarello is the Director of Admissions and Records at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. Activity is again picking up on campus next week. Monday, both Sir Walter's and the pub reopen for the semester. Classes begin on Thursday. Also on Thursday is a public hearing in the Wood Center Ballroom on the proposed Delta II agricultural project. The hearing begins at 7 p.m. Friday, the Nanos return from their road trip. The men will face Seattle University at 6 p.m., followed by the Lady Nanos playing UAA at 8 p.m. Both games are in the Patty Center gym. University Focus is produced by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.